Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to A New Thing, a podcast where I'm chronicling our journey out of lockdown and into meeting back together as a church in the Watford Church of Christ. This is episode 16. I'm recording on Thursday, the 7th of October. We've been meeting back together now for a month. I think we've had now four or five Sundays back together. And today, the thing I'd like to reflect on is connection. Connection within our gatherings. When we're sitting together, we're praying together, we're singing together, we are listening to God's word together, taking the Lord's Supper together. In these collective times and this engagement in doing things together, how can we increase connection? And the reason this is on my mind is because, again, I'm not quite sure what your context is, but in my context, we're trying not to push people into sitting too close together if they don't feel comfortable doing so, because, well, we're still in the pandemic and it doesn't seem wise to make people sit too close together. And so we've spread our chairs out. We're making, instead of lines, we're doing a double ringed horseshoe of chairs. That seems to be working for people, but within that we're putting out more chairs than we normally would, and so people are tending to sit together in family units, perhaps with a break between their family unit and the next one. And that seems perfectly reasonable to me. But what it means is, and especially when our children have left, so the children are in at the beginning of the church service and then they leave to their classes partway through. And when they've gone and all the teachers have gone, there are very large gaps between where people are seated. And sometimes where someone is seated, there might not be anybody within four or five or even six chairs of where they are. So members are a little isolated. And I'm not in a position where I want to tell people, please move to be closer together. I don't think that's responsible right now. Maybe we'll get to that point. But in any case, even if I asked people to move a little closer together, I wouldn't want them to feel they had to sit next to somebody if they didn't want to. Therefore, we have gaps. And when you have a gap, and you'll know this if you are a leader of worship in any sense, it seems a little harder sometimes to get that sense of connectivity, that we're doing this together. And when we're, and I'm going to talk here in particular about preaching and teaching, when we're sharing God's word, it's a collective experience. It's meant to be, isn't it? When Paul writes the letters to the Colossians or the Thessalonians, these are letters to be read in the congregation, to the congregation. It's a congregational learning experience that's collective. And so when Paul says that I advise you to do this, that and the other, he's not writing to individuals, and except you're thinking about the letters to Timothy or Philemon, but to church letters, he's writing to the group. And so when we're preaching and teaching, we're talking to a group, and the group interaction is important. And so what I've done, and who knows if it's exactly right or not, but in the last few weeks, I've taken to encouraging even more interaction. So I'll ask people a question and they'll share with me, or I'll ask people to talk in small groups, perhaps in their family groups, as to what they think about a question, then come back and share it together. And I think and I hope that that increased quantity of interaction within the learning experience of preaching and teaching, I think is embedding things, and I think is helping people feel more connected. So here's my question to you. Are you finding the same challenge as I am, that it's a little harder to get that sense of collectiveness when we're gathered? And if so, what are you doing about it? What are you finding that's working? Jesus taught crowds. Mostly they seem to be close, pressed in against him. That's not our context right now. So how do we teach and preach in an effective way to make it a collective experience where we're really connected in learning together? I think it's vital to our times together being as healthy as they possibly can be. So do let me know what you think. You can drop a line at malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear this recording. Till the next time, take care and God bless.